Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us. In the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth clip. Face let me get some of this here shit. This will be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. Like at the party clubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll, well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. There's no to shut up motherfuckers like us, they gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket, read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide, never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever, no. Get on my level, hoe, or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all weren't listening. I will never put profit over politics, press with no our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slum and rap it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
I just been wrestling with these hunkies, as usual, because they ain't worried about me, they got me. But they worried about the kids. because the youth is more feisty now than it was. And the cold game is what they're doing now. They didn't put the prisons on the open market. You know, it's on the stock exchange. Big companies own prisons now. They all got stock in prison. MasterCard, Smith Barney. These hunkies so cold out this way, they don't want to see me do nothing. They won't even let my family make no money. Even with the ghetto prisons closing. They won't even let my son, my wife, nobody do nothing. They mess with the clothing company. They've been going to the manufacturers. Their orders ain't getting there on time no more since the government got involved with this case. They've been going to the stores, retailers, and telling them that they can't sell them. They've been stopping the kids here in Chicago.
You know, real ghetto boys wear ghetto prisoners here. We have to look in the inside of the Ghetto Boys album cover and order from there. We're going to order from there, you know, because we're going to support that.
No, it's political. See, the mayor's scared of me.
Yeah.
The mayor's scared of me because they won't lay you down and put a dick in your ass. And if you move your ass, they consider you rebellious, you know. I'm moving my butt, so they consider me a rebellious nigga. See, I'm telling these young boys to put them guns down and took up that ballot, you know.
Right.
You know, you can kill as many niggas you want as long as you don't go to the polls.
Right.
But if you go to the polls, they snatch you off the streets, you know. If we don't do nothing about this stuff in a minute, shit, we at the point of no return.
I wanted to ask you a question, you know, pretty big news right now. The alleged killer of Nipsey Hussle, Eric Holder, is being represented now by none other than Christopher Darden. So I wanted to know your thoughts on that.
Well, if I may be as presumptuous as to speak for myself and most of the people in my community, we're appalled. You know, this smells like a good old-fashioned Uncle Tom to me. He's worse than an Uncle Tom. He's a Judas. He's a race traitor. He's a flop. He's always been one. Johnny Cochran ain't talking nothing. And his daughter, I hear, is being harassed because of this situation. She wasn't thinking about her when he made that decision. You thought she wouldn't be harassed? She's probably not the only one in his family being harassed. He wasn't thinking about her when he made that decision. He wasn't thinking about her when this came up.
Right.
You know, there's plenty of other work he could take. Plenty of other work. If he had any gall, if he had any balls, if he had any heart and his soul, he'd say, I decline taking this case, even if it meant walking away. But he ain't got none of that. And that's why he's down there with the other bitch.
Now, what advice do you have for his daughter?
Get a new daddy.
Playing devil's advocate, though, real quick. Is he not entitled to an attorney?
Yeah, let him get the same white, raggedy public defender that everybody down in my neighborhood gets. Let him get the same one that everybody gets. Who's paying you, Christopher Darden? Who's
right.
paying you? That's the
right.
question. That's the question.
No matter where we face, we must face the moment of truth, baby.
They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. Nobody's invincible, no plan is foolproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. The same shiesty cats that you hang with and do your thing with could set you up and wet you up. Nigga, peep the language, it's universal. You play with fire, it may hurt you or burn you. Lessons of lessons you should learn through, let's face facts. Although MCs lace tracks, it doesn't mean behind the scenes there ain't no dirt to trace back. That goes for all of us, there ain't nobody to trust. It's like sabotage, it's got me ready to bust, but I can't jeopardize what I've done up to this point, so I'ma get more guys to help me run the whole joint. Cultivate, multiply, motivate, or else we'll die. You know I'll be the master of the who, what, where, and why. See, when you're shining, some chumps will wanna dull ya. Always selfish, jealous punks will wanna pull ya down. Just like some shellfish in a bucket, cause they love it to see your ass squirm like a worm. But just as you receive what is coming to you, everybody else is gonna get this too. I ain't no saint, therefore I cannot dispute that everyone must meet their moment of truth. Actions have reactions, don't be quick to judge. You may not know the hardships people don't speak of. It's best to step back and observe with coup, for we all must meet our moment of truth. Sometimes you gotta dig deep. When problems come near, don't fear. Things get severe for everybody, everywhere. Why do bad things happen to good people? Seems that life is just a constant war between good and evil. The situation that I'm facing is mad amazing. To think such problems can arise from minor confrontations. Now I'm contemplating in my bedroom pacing. Dark clouds over my head, my heart's racing. Suicide? Nah, I'm not a foolish guy. Don't even feel like drinking or even getting high. Cause all that's gonna do really is accelerate. the anxieties that I wish I could alleviate. But wait, I've been through a whole lot of other shit before, so I ought to be able to withstand some more. But I'm sweating though, my eyes are turning red, and yo, I'm ready to lose my mind, but instead I use my mind. I put down the knife and take the bullets out my nine. My only crime was that I'm too damn kind, and now some scandalous motherfuckers wanna take what's mine. But they can't take the respect that I've earned in my lifetime, and you know they'll never stop the furious force of my rhymes. So like they say, every dog has its day, and like they say, God works in a mysterious way. So I pray, remembering the days of my youth, as I prepare to meet my moment of truth. Truth. Yo, I got one lyric pointed at your head to start. Another one is pointed at your weak-ass heart. Now if I pull the trigger on these fully loaded lines, you're gonna wish I would've pulled a black nine. I'm Mac Dimes, crack the spines of the fake gangsters. Yeah, the biting, trifling niggas and the studio pranksters. Yo, looking at the situation plainly, will you remain G, or will you be looked upon strangely? I reign as the articulator with the greater data, revolving on a task and much doper than my last jam. While others struggle to juggle tricky metaphors, I explore more to expose the core. A lot of MCs act stupid to me, and we have yet to see if they can match our longevity. But anyway, it's just another day, another fake jack I slay with my spectacular rap display. Styles smooth but rugged, you can't push or shove it. You dig it and you dug it, cause like money you love it. The king of monotone with my own throne.
Okay, we know. I'm ready to sit. All right.
Three, two.
Heads up, ass open, the fist clench. Y'all know who this is. Now we do this, y'all. We locked and loaded for another episode. Free of my radio, intellectualradio.com. Y'all can get in with us. That's what makes some history. Take some history. Take some history, y'all. Come in a little late, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna say quality time going to outweigh quality time. Again, quality time going to outweigh quality time. Live and direct, y'all. Y'all can get up with us. 708-223-8953. 929-477-3785. This is a weekly program with Black Panther Party Cubs. Y'all heard what it is. Big, hosted by Chairman Fred, Have the Dream, also Little Lady Rage. Spirit of making history, taking history, taking history, y'all. Let's do this. Money plays in the building, that's what it is. Conrad, see the building. All right, Conrad, so right on. We're in my real talk. Big, only, Mother Larry, Mother Hoover, the Mother Chairman Larry Hoover, we're talking about that, no doubt about it. Well, we're building this, like Clinch Fist Cub is what is community condolences, y'all. Not happening, you know what I'm saying? A lot more going to be happening, y'all. Real talk. Nicole Clark, welcome. Freedom on Radio, welcome to this radio to shine up. So you're tuning in, that's what it is. Y'all make sure I can be heard over the airways. Now, let that engage in this revolutionary ritual with us if y'all can. Take a pause for the call, step outside. And the weather got a little light up there, you know what I'm saying? A little better. Talking about Chicago, Chirac in particular. I'll have the back door, the back window, whatever. Let them know that, again, Free of My Radio, International Radio, once again, locked and loaded. It's big. And where we at? Whew. Moving and grooving. PSAs, People Service Announcements. Big. Again, and now I know this sounds redundant. If y'all think some of y'all are tired of hearing it, you don't believe how tired I am saying it. Condolences, continue, Cub and community condolences, you know what I'm saying, to the countless of brothers and sisters, our people, just the children, the old man that we're losing, you know, and again, when we throw out these stats and facts and these numbers, and whether we're talking about the Chirac, you know what I'm saying, which is a Michael, right on, Queen Louie, yes, indeed, we better give your honor, respect, Mother Hoover, yes, indeed. It's personal as well as political. And one thing, I made a comment yesterday, a statement. I never want to become immune to what's happening, to the conditions and to the casualties we incur. This ongoing war that's being waged on our people. You dig? And in fact, Asada Shakur has said one of the things about being oppressed, we must continue, we must struggle to be able to distinguish what's normal and abnormal. And, you know, the deal is, the reality is a struggle. We're going to engage in some cold actions. However, we want to struggle not to become a cold people. Again, to become a cold people. the brother Scrapper, you know what I'm saying, over there in Inglewood. My brother Jess. In fact, it's one brother yesterday, you heard his murder yesterday. If you look at the show from last week, he actually typed in. He commented last week about you remember when I went to go meet with Nipsey Hussle. He commented about that. This was last week. His name is on Facebook, Scrap Art Gang. And that was he had commented last week. And he was just murdered yesterday. And we had some conversations recently. You know what I'm saying? Touch bases. In fact, Comrade Rossi Line was just in Chicago, just in Chirac, and he had said something to the effect. He said, "Chairman, I've been knowing you about 15 years, but I thought I knew you. I really got to know you in 15 minutes. Just seeing you really in your office in the streets." And I'm glad to see that hands-on, work that we do, we take pride in it, so we don't take it lightly, And it's life and death situations, we have to utilize our philosophical tool of dialectical materialism. This one block may be cool at this minute, this block may not be cool this other minute. And I attached, in fact, some of the people he actually met last week, three of those individuals have been shot, in one murder, and that we know about. And also, situation on 63rd and C last week where the baby shot with the children were gunned down. Condolences, and we don't want that to become just some sort of trivial greeting, Like, I make a joke about it. I say, blue squares is like a greeting, not community now. You see people now, blue squares. I said, damn, what is that? That's how we greet people, each other now, But the condolences dynamic, again, we don't know what becomes cold or hard, it does not impact us. Young brother Cox, son of D.C. Cox, and also Barbara Easley Cox, Philadelphia, one of the condolences there. Also, the condolences regards Ms. Hoover, the mother of a Long Hill political prisoner, Karen Mary Hoover. We said the word yesterday that she had passed. And I was at her last birthday celebration, not the last one. It was the last one. And I know she was 81. So I might have missed this past last one, but I know it was in that past year. And fortunately, I had an opportunity to go to her home and be there. And in situations such as this, put it in context that Tupac had said about this. When he did the song, Brenda's Got a Baby, and he had said something to the effect, he said, "Let me explain how this affects the whole community." I had said before, women look at guys, they say they look at what relationship they have with their mothers, so on and so forth. Like even in leadership, it's something that studying people look at leadership. I recall a situation in the Quilombos. The Quilombos are the marooned islands. I heard me talk about them before. Even the marooned islands in places such as, in particular, Brazil. They call them Quilombos in Jamaica and places. These are, for many of you, if you do refer to as liberated territories. In other words, places where you recognize that we as a whole are not free. However, these are liberated territories. And the Quilombos in Brazil, challenged and fought courageously against that of chattel slavery. In fact, there was some that were so detached that they didn't get the word that Fremont sits right on Revolutionary Love Appreciation. No doubt about it, yes, indeed. Queen Felicia Abdul, well, welcome Fremont Radio, right on. The Quilombos, that one of them was so detached that they actually get the word that chattel slavery was over to about approximately 1985. Again, that's how they were, isolated from what was going on. And country speaking of Brazil, we got the phenomenal resistance from such forces, Zumbi Dos Post-Malas. You go to Brazil, you see Zumbi, in particular around the Black Conscious Day. In November, the relationship to Zumbi, but also I'll be remiss not even just about the present climate of Brazil and other places. what was going on in Venezuela, so on and so forth, different dynamics about, you know, people are they happy talking about your next month. And then June, you go to Brazil, you won't have to have a visa anymore. However, look at the, you know, saying, look at the climate, look at, you know, saying, who's put in place in the U.S. You know, saying, the U.S. ain't got no problem, you know, saying, with a Cuba that they're working towards establishing, as opposed to that we see under the tenure of Comandante Fidel Castro. You know what I'm saying? So when they have these other, you see this move fast and fast of these places. That were once used as seasoning period spot. These were places where we were kidnapped from Africa. They would take us to these different for the breaking process. In places like Haiti, for example, Haiti were with those who were resistant to the point that they said we can't break them, leave them right there. And you know, but you see, like even the physical look, like of the neo-colonialists that the U.S. are putting in place, that even like in Afghanistan, they even look like straight up, you know, Europeans. You know what I'm saying? So it's certain concessions that people be happy about. You know, new pieces also, but you have to think of what's the political climate and what expense. You know what I'm saying? But back to my example, I kind of went off on a thing, but the examples in Brazil, I recall going to the one of the Quilombos, and I'm Ambassador of International Affairs, and I was our chairwoman Suzuki, to the delegation over there to touch down with certain forces. And I recall in Quilombos, this brother, he had to be at least about, I'm going to say, close to 80. And I remember when we this whole delegation, they called him to meet us. It was in the Quilombos. And he came, and he was telling me to do the translator, explaining now how the corporations, the Monsantos and Coca-Colas and corporations, they were picking up his people amongst his community, to, you know what I'm saying, to get them to make, you know what I'm saying, to be more open and, you know what I'm saying, and go against and even the challenge leadership. And he said they would pull certain, they would get certain trinkets, they would get cell phones. You hear about this doing with the colonialists with the indigenous community, you know, who they would get alcohol to, who they would get tobacco to, who they, you hear about this in the plantations in Africa. He was explaining this to me. Even during our conversation, I would call him, send a young cat up, literally to climb a tree and just bring down a coconut. You know what I'm saying? We drink the coconut right there. And was through our dialogue, we were talking, and he made some point saying that he had never even, no one in this community had never even seen eyeglasses. They never had any use for eyeglasses until the corporations would come, and they were coming closer and closer. And there were different divisions happening, you know, being implemented, you know, within this community. And during this conversation, another elderly lady came out, and she was like going through this thing respectfully. And then she was saying something to him, and I was like, you know, what's going on? You know, and they said, no, his mother, that's his mother telling him to go, you know, groom his hair before we had this meeting. And I tripped, and I said, that's, you know, I watched that, just see how you related, you know, with his mother. And Chicago was known for a number of things, but it was typically that was a question of organization, which is an aspect or something that is can be directly connected or correlated to that one dynamic of Chicago being historically one of the top segregated cities in the country. And in other words, we say don't flatter ourselves. Any actions in our community that the colonized or oppressed community engages in, it's a result of something, you know what I'm saying, that who we oppressed by. So I'm saying, real talk, I'll do what you could, you know, no doubt about it. A country of condolences to the young cops, no doubt about it. Philadelphia, in fact, the services are tomorrow, Thursday. Right on. Free them all, come here, cool, that's what it is. So it's in the rule, free them all. We're going to say, let's see y'all in the building, no doubt about it. Plenty of salute to delegation to Southern Illinois, which I couldn't make. That's a long one, a whole other story. But all the forces, the comrades, you know what I'm saying, the comrades, you know what I'm saying, advisory board, they went down there. And I wish y'all took the photos, the video footage, and, you know, the presentations. And this, I was supposed to be there. And that's the reality is, it's going to be a situation where, you know, where we got to spread our paws, you know what I'm saying, and make it happen. And sometimes forces, I told the comrade Daphne last minute, I need to get a representation. She said, oh, Chan, what you mean? I said, hey, you got to stick it moving. And I told her, I guess, in fact, this brother who's a lieutenant of education in the Chicago branch, Illinois chapter, Michael McCarty, had told me that Chairman Fred singing, that is. Woods had to go do his presentation in his lab, and he couldn't do it yet. Something else that came up. He told Lieutenant Kitchener he had to go speaking, and the brother had told me, he told Chandler Frey, he said, I don't do public speaking. And Chandler, he said, Chandler Frey, he said, man, hey, these side 12s be up your backside, let's just make it happen. And the brother said, he had to go speaking, he ain't stopped speaking yet, you know what I'm saying? But again, it's what clinched the salute to the comrades, you know what I'm saying? Stop, drop, and roll, make it happen, you know what I'm saying? And again, it's clinched the salute to the comrades, you know what I'm saying? Who have sacrificing so much, you know what I'm saying? Again, to make not only the major campaign he's working on that doesn't happen now, but just work in general to make it happen, something we do not take for granted, y'all. Real talk. Speaking of which, we need y'all support, y'all, whatever y'all can, if y'all hit us up. At the Cash App, Save the Hampton House, with GoFundMe, Chandler Frey Jr. at Gmail at PayPal.com. Save the Hampton House, you know, the campaign we're working on. I know I'm getting sidetracked. Back to the knowledge in Brazil. But I'm over at Chicago. I drew from Brazil's leadership. But this, the organization question, and we, it's something that's known for, and similar to, like I said, like that of Brazil, you see, like, the drum is still a big thing. And it's not just because it's something our people in Brazil just like the drum. It's due in part to different dynamics of how and who we were colonized by in different locations. For example, the drum was outlawed in North America. The drum, on the other hand, was not outlawed, you know what I'm saying, in places like Brazil. So you can still see the impact. You can see the impact of the organizational question, the impact of the Daily Machine, the Capone era. Actually, even with the white community, Capone was initially out of New York. Later on here in Chicago, everything is like, you know, structure, organization. And this is something a lot of people be tripping about. Like, I tell you, taking into account when you're talking about different chapters, even organizing, you just can't have a blanket approach. You're taking into account weather, conditions. Some people have never even had a frame of reference of organization. No structure, never. You know, this is a foreign dynamic to them. But I think, like, even though it's been decimated, I mean, extremely. Chicago has. I remember going down to Mother Son's home with Chief Malik's son, Prince Ainge, and you know, just and how even with the leaderships of different organizations, it was not detached from even, you know what I'm saying, like the state gives this impression of like even all the organizations, and they give this, or even not just the street tribes, even revolutionary organizations, or just even black people in general, and this is something. They give us, it gives us this detached, stoic assessment, like, you know, gang members or revolutionaries or militants. And it takes away the human dynamic. It takes away the fact that these human beings. I remember, I recall this in court one time. And I was in a court case. And I remember the attorney was responding to the state's position. They was asking someone a question, like, did they ever receive a phone call from Jeff Ford, from Chief Malik. And just that alone, it's, you know, people are like, whoa, you got a phone call. But the attorney's comeback was, does he have a family? That's what I said. And they were like shocked, like, yes, he does. So that phone call could have been crucial to a conversation about your family, so on and so forth. And it was something that even people said, whoa, they never thought about that way. Because black people are blanketed. But you know, so with these, our community are these absolutes, you know, being stored. Definitions, you know what I'm saying? You retired, Comrade Angel, right on. Come on. I'm going to call the bill for your yes, sir. And I'm saying it to say that these are human beings. These are, in fact, I made a point one time about it. I asked some guys who was in New York one time. There was a show going on. And these forces, I said, we want to address the business about the political prisoners. And some of these individuals, they actually have family members that are political prisoners in New York. They were laughing like, "Champ, you're not gonna be able to get in the show." And I said, "I said, what you mean? You know, we come from the cloth of Marcus Garvey. That is not an option." So I recall going down there, and when we first got down there, even some people, Kevin Lyles, or people, they seen me. They're like, "Whoa, it's where you got? Oh, Paul and Mark, what plan B got? Where they at?" And I said, "They on the way." And we're getting them, but I remember they don't talk to some of these guys in New York. And I was like, "Listen, I don't understand why y'all don't hold all these different cats accountable, because like." One, the artists, I see, even though other places may see them as like these superstars, whatever, but it's a phenomenon like in Chicago with the street tribes. That these are people that we are connect. We know their families. You know what I'm saying? They're not superstars, even though the media they'll put them out like, you know, isolated, you know, all this gang war. We know the contradiction. We know you know, the brothers, the family, the sisters, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And what to acknowledge, you know what I'm saying, the different dynamics, you know what I'm saying, about the impact of families, you know what I'm saying, as Winnie Mandela has said, that when a person is in prison, it does not simply impact the prisoner, but the entire community. You know, and you can go by Mother Hoover's home on her birthday, or in fact, not just simply limited to her birthday. You can go on any day. I recall, you know, with Brother Ross, you know what I'm saying, him dropping some cigarettes by there, or just dropping to check a well-being check, and just different people just check up on. And I'm just surprised that even some of the brothers, how they say, they Larry's men, just going back for her birthday celebration, the honor, and the woven, the interrelating of the community, the family, you know what I'm saying? So it's not just this stoic definition or assessment of you hear these names. This is cold. You hear these names. You're like, who is that, Larry Hoover, Jeff Ford? You know what I'm saying? Willie Lawrence, so, so. But these are people who have families, who have been taken from families, you know what I'm saying? And so, again, we wanted this, again, for the record, extend our condolences to Chandler, who was his mother, to the entire family, in the biological sense, to that community. And I'm sure, you know what I'm saying, the upcoming events, you know what I'm saying, man, you know what I'm saying, the respect. And this is something that will be shown, that in particular a community that is under attack is something we can't afford to take this dismiss. In other words, these communities, some of these, might say, surrogate families, or, you know, some of them, either moms, or, you know, the Cubs, you know, Deborah Johnson, Corey Jerry, in official capacity, you reside on our advisory board. In so many situations, you know what I'm saying, it's a mother comrade, you know what I'm saying? And not in an abstract way that, you know, just going to sound, you know, like a, you know, just some Brady Bunch Walton type of way. But again, it's something that it does tap into a void that our communities have been robbed of. And because if it's not addressed, if it's not there, if there are not these different mothers and father figures in our community, there's an entity that is willing and able and right there ready to say, we will suffice for that. And that entity is the entity that is the same entity that is responsible for taking our fathers, taking our mothers, imprisoning those with backbone in our communities. You know what I'm saying? And that entity that we're speaking of is that none other than the state. So I'm saying, again, everything is political. Happy birthday. Excuse me. Touch fits continue. Cover the community condolences to Mother Hoover, Chairman Larry Hoover, and this dynamic, you know what I'm saying? We need to put it again in its correct political context. You know what I'm saying? You know, man, who's been in prison, and you know, how many generations have been impacted, will be impacted. So, again, we want to keep that as context again. So, tie this in. And the people's pain reflects. People say, okay, well, you know, this, how does that impact me? This is, again, we ascribe and utilize the philosophical tool of that of dialectical materialism. Well, you know, so, we understand that, you know, we are impacted by, you know, the dynamics, you know what I'm saying? And we, our actions impact others. Real talk, y'all. Real talk. Oh, it's an honor, money for you. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's an honor to serve the people. I just give a country salute to those who respectfully overrode my words. The chairman, you can see him yet, man. You see him pull down and grab a breather, man. No, don't get it twisted. Don't try to override my word too much now. Don't get it twisted. Don't we relate to democratic centralism? You know what I'm saying? So don't get it twisted now. But again, I remember speaking of different leadership with a few organizations. I recall this standing joke that myself and Willie Lloyd, although I know Vice Lord, that we would joke about how you get away from your security, how you get, you know, private time. And the brothers that was on respect to security, we was like, you shake them this way, you go this way, you hit down this road. And their position was, those brothers on our respect and security, he's like, we gonna be on point, we on top of y'all, like, man, we don't care what y'all try to do. That's what we talking about. But again, we need a structure where people can, even when we're lacking, you know what I'm saying, and those forces you sit and pull, we decide to challenge you and get a breather, man, you know what I'm saying? It's bigger than you, it's over your hands, so I appreciate that. I mean, Dre Dawg's right on. Free my way back. got you. Right on. If you want to see how we do this, what it is, making history, taking history. Making history, taking history, and taking history. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, y'all. When the phrase Abdul Shakur, again, no doubt about it, young brother Cox, I can't be condolences. Karina, can't see in the building, that's what it is, y'all. Let's make history, let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. Ebo, I see in the building, that's what it is, free them all. We talk about that, the birthday, transition. The mother Hoover, the mother of Chairman Larry Hoover, again, the people's pain reflects, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And we are not that. Different comments about regards to Nipsey Hussle. Well, if you know a person, we got.
You're back
off here. Yeah, free more. Okay, you good? You on? You good? Okay, right on. Okay, I think I'm charging up. Okay, good.
That's
good. Right on. You're free more. I didn't get to do much research, background research I wanted to do on this subject matter, so we're going to follow up on this also. Ivanka Trump, the daughter of U.S. President Donald Trump's, I don't know what some delegation. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You know what they said the delegation was for, but a number of stuff was in particular that of Ethiopia, and her position was that of she. You know what I'm saying about women united, so on and so forth, and you know what I'm saying. And this there's so many dynamics, so many similar tactics. You know what I'm saying that have been employed to that of the military to defeat the Black Power movement. The colonization of Africa, you know what I'm saying, the attack on the colonization of the indigenous community, Puerto Rico, you name it. And that is a dynamic of exploiting contradictions within our community, within the oppressed community. It's a war tactic. I mean, you look at Machiavelli, 40 Laws of Power, what have you. But in particular, that of imperialist, what is, you know what I'm saying, contradiction, whether we're talking about the generational contradictions or the gender contradiction, what have you. And this is something in this day and age, you know what I'm saying? Through the media, the TV, so on and so forth, and exploit contradictions that, you know, so they may appear to be in our community. However, it's a war tactic. They are, you know, so that is intense. And I know, and sometimes, you know, people sum it up or don't sum it up, speak about it subjectively, like, you know, man, you know, this is the day of the woman, so on and so forth. This is the day of the man. I struggle with forces. I pick my moves. I struggle with. I struggle to identify and acknowledge forces. Let's recognize. Let's call it a contradiction. What community that puts out what else, that does not acknowledge the agenda of their respective community? What you talking? You know, saying toward the white community, in particular, the Irish, the Jewish, what have you. That allows contradictions within the gender to be exploited, or generational. So, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to saying that this is the agenda, you know, we do acknowledge there are contradictions and we deal with them. It'll be a cold day down below before we allow a foreign entity to come in and you know what I'm saying? To come, flip the script. Imagine representatives from Ethiopia or any other place in Africa coming, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, going to England, you know what I'm saying, saying, well, we're just going to deal with the women, just deal with the men, you know what I'm saying, and pull, you know what I'm saying, when there's a whole populace, is being, you know what I'm saying, that's under attack. And look historically, if traveling to England is too far, you might as well challenge, you can tell you that I don't have no passport, I really ain't going to travel that far. Let's keep it closer. That's it. The contradiction with open referee. People say, okay, can you call like the Weinstein? The country with the Harvey Weinstein, the others, with the same ability or venom that they call out, you know, saying about the black men or black women. So and again, this is something that I hold the balance out. You know, saying not just the men and women, the men, women, males and females, which I do distinguish, men, women, males and females. I said on a number of occasions, people say that Lil Wayne, the rapper Lil Wayne, Tyler said he doesn't have respect for women. I said I differ. I said no. I said the young white Jewish girl that he was supposed to marry, it was a different respect. It was a respect. So you must acknowledge, you know what I'm saying, even the, how we deal with countries in our community, the race question, and you know what I'm saying, and then to be able to fight for a terrain, an environment, we can deal with our countries with not at the expense of something that is historically exploited contradiction in our community. Do we get caught up in the absolute? We just dismiss it that our contradictions in our community? No. However, we've seen such cases where if you deal with subjectivity, you come up short. I mean, even our relationships, sad to say, when you colonize, one of the dynamics about that is you're not really empowered to even dictate your relationships. If you say, I know, like, I remember the issue about Thomas Jefferson. People say there's a relationship with Sally Hemings. That's a relationship. How can that be a relationship? This is during the era of chattel slavery, right? You know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling master, you got no headache, or I don't feel like talking tonight. You know what I'm saying? So you have to put stuff in correct context. Be real careful with different terms. You know what I'm saying? Such cases of Harriet Tubman that, you know, value due to the ruling class, what they make, according to what's beneficial to them, they may need more labor, you know what I'm saying, in the field, or they may need more at the time, they may need more individuals to work inside the house, or the breeding process. So this trickles down. This impacts even who's going to, your pool to pick from, who, you know what I'm saying. So people say, we do got a choice. No, you go look in our community. You have to put stuff in context, you know what I'm saying, of who's calling strings, what type of drugs in our community, and we're going to say what's popular, so on and so forth. And Harriet Tubman, even with her husband, that was case that she would leave a bale of hay right by him and make her move. You know what I'm saying? So, but however, it's incorrect to come up with a reactionary assessment and say, well, man, the women in general were doing more than the men. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you want to have a conversation, you put it in context about what was going down, what, you know what I'm saying, what type of males were being raised that were being rewarded, so on and so forth. Mother Comrade had pointed out, I mean, this one brother was saying, like, well, the women, there were more women in the party, and she said, make sure you put in context with that, who was being locked up, so on and so forth. So it's not, it's in Latin America, you're just going to say, well, the Sandinistas, you know, so they were the ones, the women was the ones carrying the guns. You put in context about the Contras, how they were subjected and weren't searching the women. You know what I'm saying? So we have to adjust, assess, and make certain moves, but don't come up with a reactionary assessment, you know what I'm saying, bringing your baggage in just for the entire community. I remember one of them talk shows, Ava Duvernay, all these different producers on the show, and you heard the horror stories about, you know what I'm saying, about the situations and their first images of men, males, and, you know what I'm saying, some of the guys, they put these images of women. And my guy, one of my Plan B guys called me. He said, why are they saying this is a narrative for the black family, you know, for everybody? And I said, this is a war tactic. This is who they raised up. You follow what I'm saying? Fast forward from the era of chattel slavery to that of sharecropping. The Willis Live individuals, they had even approached Stanley Neuheimer. And actually had articulated to Samuel Hamer that we're going to help win you, get you free from PAP, referencing her husband, PAP. And Samuel Hamer said her response was, me and PAP are trying to get free. We're trying to get free. She, you know what I'm saying? She had an assessment that she was not, like when she was beat in the Mississippi jail, she was able to see past the black woman, the guard, the prisoner, the fellow prisoner that they told that she had to beat Fannie Lou Hamer. She didn't just say, I was beat by a black woman. She pointed out the guards that forced this other woman to beat her. So if the conversation be held, put it in correct context. You know what I'm saying? And not just your own experiences. You know what I'm saying? Like, I recall I had told the prison guard, Lieutenant Luther Manning in Joliet, I said, had you and your crew, your team, been my first contact with black people, if I came from Mars or somewhere, I may have joined the Ku Klux Klan, if that had been my first concept of the black community. So people have to go back and do some soul searching and some mind checking and say, what you know what I'm saying, what's their first contact, and you know what I'm saying, does that speak for the general populace? And also, to combat liberalism, Because you know what I'm saying? People will say, yeah, you've seen some men. You've seen some women. Okay, what point did you come to say, okay, are you willing to call a contradiction? In other words, not that we want to call, we want to do it in a safe way. That's messed up. But we don't want to challenge that. You know, so you still want to keep maintain what we refer to as a class piece. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, like people say, we let people know, that's the definition for the Black Panther Party. And we don't cut no corners when we come across, you know, counterfeit cash, counterfeit cats. You know what I'm saying? We say, no, that's illegitimate currency. We don't even say it. We watch who tries to go spend this corrupt currency. You know what I'm saying? We study it. We watch that. You know what I'm saying? And we move accordingly. But Comedian Lunel, who I love, Comedian Lunel did just an interview on TMZ the other day. And they just caught up. It wasn't even a set interview. And they approached Comedian Lunel, who I got utmost love and respect for. I recall when she came to Chicago before one time to show Brother Ball here and some others who I love. She said, "Somebody shot Rock," and she said, "Someone told her, don't call it shot Rock." And she said, "Have you seen the news lately?" That's gonna give you a background. Y'all check out. So this interview, I don't want to call it an interview. They just popped up. Because that's an interview, coming in at such and such time. They approached her in regards to Christopher Darden, the prosecutor on O.J. Simpson case, the movie gave a psychological profile on Darden. They know this whole M.O. When they approached her, and they were talking about, this whole dynamic about him representing the guy who's allegedly shot Missy Hustle the Great. Eric Holder, which I was just on a side note, too. There's too many coincidences. That's killing with this whole fight night. Oh, man, even the name of this dude, you can't make this up. You know what I'm saying? His name's Eric Holder. So now, the state, this thing so far, okay, so now you type in Black Panther, as opposed to the courageous stances by, Mr. UEP Newton, Deputy Minister of Health, Doc Satchel, Deborah Johnson, you gonna be confronted with Wakanda movies and so on and so forth. The first Black Attorney General is Eric Holder. You know what I'm saying? You want to pop up with this image of this guy. You know what I'm saying? No slight on the Mr. Health contradiction, but the individual they say documented the mental health issues, so on and so forth. So this is an attack on the state thing. So this is it's too much quote unquote coincidence. So they Lunel. So Lunel said she said she went about this guy Darden. And so the guy said, DMG say, well, wait a minute, is this guy, should he have representation, so on and so forth? And she popped that political Pandora's box open on him. She said, she said, give him the same white, raggedy, and unqualified public defenders that get everybody else down there. Heightened the contradiction, how does that all of a sudden get equipped with this top former prosecutor, now this lawyer? You know what I'm saying? So let you know, again, this baby, as well as A-Ball, MJG, questioning Colgate, this is questioning Colgate deep in the Watergate. And another point she made, the point I'm going to about this, this on the type of emotion in so many cases. They say, she say, well, you, she said, well, what about, she said, his daughter. She said, his daughter's in the rats. And Lunel's response, she say, well, man, she said he didn't care about his daughter. He thought about him. And this is something that runs rapid with this present, not only this generation, but amongst you. Listen to the words and terms people use now. It's me, I. And people say this is how I feel. And negating any dynamics about anybody else. You know what I'm saying? And this is imperialism. It embeds in you arrogance. And the ruling class, in many cases, can't afford. Literally and financially, to take that position. However, when you're in the colonized community, your actions, because so many cases that we see where they would take these groups of people who engage in reactionary rhetoric and they're using the seeds. They're putting them out there to justify doing sweeps, locking everybody else up. You know what I'm saying? So, that's something that the oppressed community in particular cannot even afford, this whole individualism, you know what I'm saying, this rank individualism. And so this is Darden. He's like, again, this petty bourgeoisie individual. It's not even a thought about, you know what I'm saying. This is after you hear about the guy who's Eric Holder, the last killer, Missy Helson, you know what I'm saying, later with his brother supposed to commit suicide, the repercussions coming out on his girlfriend, family, so on and so forth. So for the person to even to take a position, you know what I'm saying, go out, not out of starvation. So you know, this is something else, too. There's another error that people make is it's always about money. These are people that say about money and sex. These are the type of reaction that people, response people have. Not the case. You'll be surprised. You may have a psychological profile on Christopher Darden, the movie O.J. Simpson. His whole wonder is he accepted out of ruling class. You know what I'm saying? Going against his biological father, whatever the case may be. So, again, not just about no money. Not just about no money. You know what I'm saying? The fight for headache to be accepted, that pat on the head by the ruling class. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Grandma, right back at you, Candace, right on. Grandma. So Lunell's response was, and he said Darden was not concerned. You know what I'm saying? About the daughter. I see Lionel just got to speaking about you, man. Right? Hey, come on back to Kyle, real talk. And Gino, we see y'all in the building. That's what it is. On the Freedom Hall Radio, Intellectual Radio. Y'all can tune in with a 708-223-8953 or 929-477-3785. Also, what she said, this caused a question for a lot of people want to deal with. And, yes, Conrad, I don't think he had an option. That opportunism and need to be important, be calling him like crack. He probably told his daughter to man up and take that shit. And, hey, so we told him, okay, right on, Conrad. And not even, probably didn't even tell her that. You know, probably even have a conversation. Oh, okay, no. You saw a post after she got a girl. Okay, right. You say probably told her after, like, yeah. They don't, that's the arrogance. And this is something that you see, particularly with the race question. We talk about the race arrogance, class arrogance. It's just about them. Then when the heat comes out, then they start speaking French. We all together. Now, so you go, whoa, you want to, you know, so it's about them. And people tell you, people say, I don't see how they can get. Our community is flooded with potential, political prostitutes and mercenaries. It's flooded with them. You listen to people tell you anything. They'll do anything, but they'll tell you this. And not some people, they don't really mean it. They tell you. You know what I'm saying? And not just our community, other communities, a lot of people are not forced with those type of dynamics. You know what I'm saying? Conditions, but it's not just even the question of the resources. Again, that approval of that same system that's responsible with that. You'd be surprised. Lil Wayne is impacted by when he shot himself. The first person he's seen was that white police, when he refers to this day, is Uncle Bob. To this day, it's embedded. Lunell told, he said that guy asked, he said, well, his daughter, what should she do? A lot of people get caught with that. They say, because you know what? The state has given you these definitions. They have fed you these Brady Bunch TV shows and Walter TV shows that you try to go along with it, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to not. They themselves don't even ascribe to that. It's a front. Go look at what really was going on the scenes of the Brady Bunch TV show. What really was going on? You know what I'm saying? They feed this fertilizer to our communities, and we feel we just absolutely say, well, we got to go. The male say, man, get a new daddy. Now, that people say, oh, that's cold in certain conditions. Especially, you know what I'm saying, this impact, and you know, to come to grips with that. You know what I'm saying? In fact, Eric Moby, hey, always honor, free them all. Kim, let me say a little respect. Hey, long live legacy and Deputy Defense Bunchy Carter. Free them all, right? Black catch, you know what I'm saying? Continue condolences. Continue covering community condolences regards to your grandmother, that matriarch. Real talk. Welcome, Kim Santana. Welcome. Free them all, right on. So that position, and I thought about something. That's the type of climate people have to come to grips with. When you've seen where Malcolm X had talked about, he said there was a revolutionary climate in China where it came to a point, caller, okay, I'm going to call in to you. Let me say this. Malcolm X had said there came a point in China, he said it was in front of the Time magazine. There was a young girl from China, I think she's about 14 years old. She had a 45 to her biological father's head, and it was translated to what she said was, he is an Uncle Tom. He betrayed the revolution. it had got to that point, you know what I'm saying, that the politics, the conditions had transcended all the conventional definition of the state, you know what I'm saying, who put certain positions, who get, you know what I'm saying, you had something you had no choice of, you know what I'm saying, to call that question. It's kind of like my man said, he was going at this one of the sons of Alpo, you know what I'm saying, the one that says Get Out, who's documented on record as an informant. And again, the guy told Alpo's son, he said, man, listen, man, really, you coming from a deficit, man. He said, your pops is a rat. You like a mouse. He said, you coming from a deficit. He said, I really was quite trying to plead your case. I was telling guys, that's not your phone. Who your pops is. He said, the other guys said, whoa, wait a minute, man. He ain't denounced it. He taking pictures with dude, you know, on Instagram like they to go to another planet. And he couldn't battle with that. You a facing and calling at some point in time. See, one thing, you know what I'm saying, I'm comfortable to talk whoever it be. Biological family, friends, well, man, the contradictions must get, you know what I'm saying, must be called, you know what I'm saying? And some things are premature, because again, our people, like surgery, you say, well, you can't cut that right now because it's cancerous, it damages the whole body. And now surgery, we have to have a scalpel, the time is correct. So we try to save as many as we can, we try to heighten the contradictions, and not able to blanket approach y'all. We live and direct y'all. Call it. Come on in with us. Okay.
That looks like a
phone. Yep. Okay. Welcome. Freedom Mall Radio, Intellectual Radio.
Freedom Mall, Chairman. Freedom Mall. It's Erica calling.
Right on. Welcome for Freedom Mall.
Freedom Mall. Just wanted to say first, condolences to the Hoover family, Mother Hoover. Condolences to the community, everybody affected by that. And I just want to, get on here and just tell you, I don't want anybody to forget about the Hampton House. Like, the Hampton House campaign, Save the Hampton House. Hashtag Save the Hampton House. You do a lot of work, with the children. There's a lot of things going on there. It's a lot of history, the Black Panther Party. Deputy Chairman Herman Hampton, Senior's legacy, all up in there, and just to remind, the audience that, it's very important to keep that, keep that campaign, supported, support the will. So I just want to call in, give you that energy, send you condolences to the Hoover and Save the Hampton House.
Right on. Bruce, that appreciation for them all. We thank you again. Of course, such as yourself, others, we've been supporting, coming up, directly, indirectly, putting the word out again. We appreciate y'all, this campaign. We come up on the 50th year after the assassination of Chairman Fred. We got to move fast, got to move organized, I see T in the building for them all. When I after that period, that's what it is. I just had a flash of it. I remember those sisters in the neighborhood, they was going there, they greet each other. Hey, T, what happened? That was a gender contradiction, but that sister right there, not your whole resume, but I recall, it was times after they do some humbugging on the battlefield. Hey, her little shine and all of you, and you want to trip out, man. No, get the brothers. Okay, who else, the first one you see? And the deal is, in this battle, in this war that's being waged, we must acknowledge that there are contradictions. However, never let the oppressor exploit our contradictions to their benefit. Because the deal is, make it similar to what we see in Rwanda, with Belgium, the French have exploited class contradictions. Imagine the French saying, just look, and they did it too. We're going to meet with a certain we're going to meet the Hutu, the Tutsi, so on and so on. And you know what I'm saying? And you say, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on? Do they, flip the script, reverse the tables. Imagine going to a certain sector of their community. I want to build you up at the expense. Don't get me wrong. There are times time when sisters need to chop it up. Do they? The sisters are talking, the brothers talking. So, don't get me wrong. However, at the expense, again, this is a society. This is a society. This is a society with encourages and. Hang it up.
Hang up on now answer again, the same button
you hung up. Okay. Free them all. Yes, indeed. Come right back. 929-477-375. No, that's me. Free them all.
Yo.
Yes, Ramon.
Robert Reed.
Yes, indeed. So we live and direct, y'all. Y'all come on to tune in with us. Press 1. Are we going to cover that? Are there any callers in queue?
Oh, you call us. Okay, hold on a second. I'm sorry. Who is calling you?
Oh, we call. Okay.
Wait.
All right.
You calling for a lot of radio show or you calling for Grandma
Radio? So we live and direct, y'all.
Grandma Radio.
And so not at the expense. Like we come from a society where it's Sheikh Anta Diop. Remember your name, man.
Yeah.
Sheikh Anta Diop.
Right.
He represents a matriarchal society. We worked in harmony with each other, nature, women, the land, so on and so forth. We are subjected to a society. I'm using that term loosely. Well, the deal is that in order for your tree to grow, you have to chop someone else's tree down. In other words, you know what I'm saying? To be a man, it comes at the subjugation of a woman, vice versa. A woman comes at the expense of a man. You know, as opposed, we come up, we can hop on the elephant and go where we're going, and the elephant can still be who it is, and vice versa, you know what I'm saying? There's an ecosystem where, yes, there were some contradictions, and you know, hear people say, well, I heard it was slavery in Africa. Yeah. However, never nothing, you know what I'm saying? There's never nothing to the point of that of the colonialism you know, laid down on us. You know what I'm saying? Whole totally different dynamic. Real talk. Oh, damn, favorite one right on. Since I seen the building, Wayne Clark in the building. That's what it is, y'all. No respect. The pure right on. Yeah, John, right on. Let's make some principal coalitions. You know what I'm saying? Let's hide the contradictions. Let's be very clear that they it's kind of like I was doing this piece that Nipsey Hussle was doing an interview. In fact, in Chicago, and man, this cat was just stuff. This young cat, man. Humbleness, and you know what I'm saying, he's interviewing the cat, and he had said something to the fact that he wasn't. For me, with the different politics of the street culture, Chicago, and all the he said, I'm sure there's similarities, he's talking about LA and everything. But he was saying, basically, he's talking about how able, to, you know, say the real recognize the real, like even it crosses the. He said, this cat that you may grow up in a particular street organization with that don't have the same code or principle that you have, but another cat from another opposing thing that you can relate to, you pick up on it. And that the deal is, we cannot be subjugated. You know what I'm saying? Because they'll say, okay, just on something that, you know what I'm saying, the state say, okay, I want to classify y'all, this is all men, all women, you know what I'm saying, all children, so on and so forth. Like, no, like you notice, like even, I'm real careful with the terms like the elders, so on and so forth. We don't subscribe to this absolute just because you're a certain age, you know certain things. You know what I'm saying? It's a dynamic, you know what I'm saying? You take into a context, you know, experiences taking into account dynamics of the ruling class takes into account. They study that, and it's not absolute. I was just coming up with that. So you have to look at, I mean, the last 2 weeks, let's go with the term generation. It's another term we have to be loose about because, again, when you colonize, even the term generation has to be kind of altered because technically it's every 21 years. However, my situation, you know what I'm saying, it depends on how many times, at what time, a populace of men gonna be locked up. A populace of women gonna be locked up. You know what I'm saying? And so we have to be, you know, I just say the Navy, the Marines, assess and adapt. But you have to put this in context. You know what I'm saying? Say, okay, man. You know, like, you know, how the old saying go, fishermen recognize other fishermen. And we're gonna paraphrase that: fishermen and women recognize other fishermen and women. And that's like Tupac would say, man, we gonna connect up. You know what I'm saying? You know, so go get us. You know what I'm saying? All over, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and that, again, that's not as limited to just the men, just the women, you know what I'm saying? Cause in this war, that a lot of us are conscious of, a lot of us are not conscious of. It's things that we have to resolve to do, but again, like you can come to the community now, you know what I'm saying? Some, you know, you say, oh, this time it's better for the sisters to drive the cars, for the brother not pulling us over, so on and so forth. But never, don't they always give me no reactionary assessment. They don't down the road and say, oh, yeah, this time, this was going on. So, whoa, wait a minute. The women were doing most of the drive. Well, make sure you point out to me on who it was pulling up or who, you know what I'm saying, who was getting licensed and so on and so forth. Like, you know, like even the image, like, somebody, like even now, in Chicago, in Chicago electoral politics. It's, you, I mean, you, at some point you got to say, wait a minute, these are selections, not elections. I mean, come on now. I mean, you just can't say all. I mean, all. If you go to Las Vegas, you say, wait a minute, I'm just winning all this money at the same time. This is going on. It's just too much. You know what I'm saying? Too many consistencies. You know what I'm saying? What's happening? You know what I'm saying? The time with the political agenda across the country. Because you say, okay, acknowledge that. Let's be upfront about that. Now, some people can flatter themselves, oh, I just won this, I just done. But again, when you own a plantation, that's what we are. This is what this is. Now, you may be missing the potato sacks, you know what I'm saying, and the cotton and the tobacco. In some cases, you're not even missing that. But that's what's happening here. That's what's happening here. I know a lot of y'all going back and Googling, pulling up this Emancipation Proclamation, so on and so forth. But this you know, modern-day slavery, yeah. You can dress it up. You know, you get your cell phones and all that. You know, so that's what's happening here. And you look through our history, what type of tactics were employed at different times. Darren Muhammad, y'all miss y'all touring the State of the City, y'all. Let me cut no corners of Baltimore in the building, y'all. Real talk. So that's what we're talking about, the different dynamic on how, you know, it's a gender cut. You know, saying you look and you look at even, like, even how the Donald Trump, the persona of Donald Trump, you know, so who, I mean, by all accounts, you see, like this, you know, presidential Archie Bunker, you know what I'm saying, how he deals with the race questions, so on and so forth. It's, you know what I'm saying? He never made a point about who his daughter is married to. Like, and see, the ruling class go, our community get called these trivial pursuits, like, man, Obama, you see how he dressed, how he walked. You don't see other communities, you know what I'm saying? Donald Trump, they want about the policies. You know, how it impact their community, so on and so forth. You know, so wherever it come through, if it come through this dude, y'all call him, you know, with his bad suntan, or come through his daughter with the long, who people think the stereotypical, oh, she's blonde haired up. As long as that business get addressed. As long as that business, however they got to go through, it's a machine. It's a machine. You know, man, anything, get this, man, let's get this car rolling. They got treatment, all this whole, man, my car waxing and shining. They like, she look good. Tell me one stop that your car done made in your community. Tell me one person your car done dropped off. That's somebody from plan A, point A to point B. Give me your you said, well, Obama, he's the man that ain't dressed and he cold, that cold is speaking. He seen the Al Green song. Your car look real nice, sir. We can sit right here at the auto show. You want to stand back, take a picture, and brag about your, yeah, this is the first such and such car. You ever started up, sir? No, man, just the way it looked. Other communities want to, they want to know, no, we need some, man, I'm trying to, man, how does this car impact the TIFs, tax increment funds? How does this car, you know what I'm saying? Well, that car might can't do it, but we want the spark plug. His daughter going to do it. She's going to go to Africa. They want to know, is the business being addressed? How does this impact, you know what I'm saying, generational wealth? How does it impact, you know, my community? Concrete contradictions. Why you're saying, I'm black, I want a car my color. Oh, sir, no problem. We have no problem. We're gonna outsource it. We're gonna have a lot of people gonna get the good. Oh, well, can I pay more? No, you can't do that. We're gonna get you a fresh car. We're gonna pay our people to paint your car. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna, okay. Well, control type of CD or music gonna be. You're gonna have the image. You want the image of it. That's the image of it. We're gonna control the music. Okay, well, those. Okay, so as long as somebody take a picture, I can just say my. So I get the title. Don't worry. You don't need none of that. You don't need to have the title. Call the keys. Listen. You're going to get a picture by it. This is your car. This is, matter of fact, this is the social. You can talk about this. You can make songs about it. You can relate to it. You can live vicariously through this car. You may not drive it. Other communities say, no, we need to see how we drive. We need to roll, man. We need to ride. You know what I'm saying? I need this engine to connect to my community. I need this car, you know, to be a reflection of me. I need my children and my children's children to look up and say, when they see this car, say, man, there's a sense of pride. You know what I'm saying? You're telling me, well, okay, now you say, okay, I can ride. You say, well, just the women are going to ride. Or just you have to fill out this form. And not all, you can't be all the way to, you can't say that word, kind of calm your words when you get in your car. The other communities don't say that. You know what I'm saying? President John F. Kennedy, he didn't have to whisper he was Irish. You know what I'm saying? He was upfront about it. He took pride in it. But you telling me I got to talk about this car is mine. You know what I'm saying? They were trying to play, put gas in it, or when it's under attack, I got to defend it, and I got to brag to my children to say, if nothing else, just the image of that car. So if my child asks me, well, can I go sit? Oh, no, you can't go. Don't go by the car. I got to whisper about it. I got to use cold words. Then when it's come down, when the attacks come down, or the heat come down, I'm the first one on the question block. You know what I'm saying? Then I got to brag about this. But I see other people, you know what I'm saying? They go back and they can trade theirs in. You know what I'm saying? It's generation after generation. And you said to me, wait, I never drove a car. I never got into it. You told my grandfather and great grandfather, go fight in the war. Go do this and that. Go get in the army tanks. So generations are proving that we're capable of driving something. Get in the army tanks and drive and go shoot them over there. You know what I'm saying? Go do that. They come back. Okay, now car drive. Sir, be cool. Just calm down. You're going to make some songs. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get to one day. And everybody driving past in cars. Then one day, we got to get somebody else, you know what I'm saying, make a song that the talk will be, he's not going to really be from you. Well, what about her? Well, she's going to be that, but we're going to talk about her gender first. And we talk about, you know what I'm saying, relate to black people later on. At one point, then people, you getting rolled over. They doing drive-bys on you, on us. You know what I'm saying? They coming through, driving, laying us down. And everybody else, they ain't even going through the condition we're going through. These cars are steady appreciating ours instead of being depreciating dead. We're live and direct, y'all, making history, taking history, and taking history. Ain't cutting no corners on this club. On this club talk here, y'all. Real talk. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history. Callers in queue. I'm gonna be talking about something else too, upcoming future. We are to distinguish to the Vanguard Party in particular. Distinguish information from summations. You know, I catch on. You know, this whole thing about, I just made a comment the other day. Cat tell me, well, I don't think I never heard Nipsey Hussle, so I don't see what him being that big. The government would put a hit on him. I told this cat, I said, "Hey, man, you the same slave." And then they know who Mia Tamir Friend was until you heard Hollywood attempting come and doing a movie on him. So a lot of people come up, well, son said, well, no, the state wasn't involved. One of the disadvantages, I emphasize, one of the disadvantages of the unacknowledged war being on you is that there are attacks that are able to go on you without being acknowledged. In other words, there are propaganda bombs dropped on us every morning on the radio stations. We call it music. There are assassinations that occur all the time. We don't acknowledge that. Again, and it's something, and some of the same people who were critical of me when I raised issues with Jay-Z, and I said, whoa, slow down. Slaves, he did some murders and exodus with Kanye, and he said somebody, you know, he'll ride the same day forever to die. You know what I'm saying? Even Lil Wayne's saying now, you're great, it's assassinated. The slaves saying that. Now we're gonna tune out, we're gonna roll out, y'all keep on coming in with us, y'all, same time, same station, y'all. It was a little respect, y'all. What's it called? Free them all. That's what it is. Free them all.
I just been wrestling with these hunkies, as usual, because they ain't worried about me, they got me. But they worried about the kids. Because the youth is more feisty now than it was. And the cold game is what they're doing now. They didn't put the prisons on the open market. You know, it's on the stock exchange. Big companies own prisons now. They all got stock in prisons. MasterCard, Smith Barney. These hunkies so cold out this way, they won't see me do nothing. They won't even let my family make no money. Even with the ghetto prisons closing. They won't even let my son, my wife, nobody do nothing. They mess with the clothing company. They've been going to the manufacturers. Their orders ain't getting there on time no more since the government got involved with this case. They've been going to the stores, retailers, and telling them that they can't sell them. They've been stopping the kids here in Chicago.
You know, real ghetto boys, we're ghetto prisoners here. We have to look in the inside of the Ghetto Boys album cover and order from there. We're going to order from there, you know, because we're going to support that.
No, it's political. But see, the mayor's scared of me.
Yeah.
The mayor's scared of me because they won't lay you down and put a dick in your ass. If you move your ass, they consider you rebellious, you know. I'm moving my butt, so they consider me a rebellious nigga. See, I'm telling these young boys to put them guns down and pick up that ballot, you know.
Right.
You know, you can kill as many niggas you want, as long as you don't go to the polls.
Right.
But if you go to the polls, they snatch you off the streets, you know. if we don't do nothing about this stuff in a minute, shit, we have the point of no return.